testimonial. Kark Castlefile.
I know I wasn't supposed to be there. Something's always drawn me.
It really was a fuck up. Something's always drawn me to the edge of the wildlands where the our natural enemies, the everybody's natural enemies, the wild people are. It's too bad that our peoples have to live in conflict. But these people are insane. I've heard that it is partly because of the strange mind-frenzying plants that they ferment their alcohol with, and these fuckers have drunk a lot. Shotguns, rifles, handguns going off all the time, like a fucking war is going on. Surprised there's any animals left in that area. And yet, the game is thick here. And that's why I was there in the first place. I had my slingshot, and I was gonna try to net me a squirrel or a chipmunk or a rabbit or something small I could kill silently and eat and make home with it. Meat's hard to come by during the periods of unrest between the wild people and the Southfield people. Southfield people mainly are vegetable growers, while the wild people are hunters and gatherers for the most part. So I cross over, not even in the too wooded area yet. I mean, this is like thick, tall plants that I'm busting into, and the place is thick. I mean, like, I can hardly see 3 feet in front of me because the plant life is so thick here, and that's how I take the wrong turn, get lost, turn around much deeper in the wildlands than I expected or wanted to go. So I find myself coming to a clearing. I'm behind a barn. In front of the barn, there's a couple more barns. There's like little lines of trees everywhere, and well, sure enough, they have a garden. It looks pretty good too. But they're mostly growing wheat. And I see a couple teenagers, teenage men, with the wild people. They're wearing bib overalls and no shirts, and one of them has a shotgun. They're feeding the animals, feeding the pigs, laughing this mean, sardonic voice amongst each other, but they don't see me. I'm in one of the hay barns hiding. I gotta fucking get out of here without being seen, and the way these people have their farm set up, it's confusing. So I start cutting through barns and such and sheds, and they got a lot of buildings. A lot of animals too, they keep a lot of livestock, a lot of cows and pigs, chickens. I even consider coming back late one night and raiding this place, stealing some chickens or killing a cow and getting out of there, killing a pig, whatever. They do it to us after all. A rifle blast about gives me a heart attack, but that's a ways off. I can't even see the shooter, probably hunting birds or something. Where's all his life coming from, all his wildlife they constantly shoot and kill? Well, to make the long story short, I don't get out of there at all. There's a lot of kids all over the place, teenagers, wild kids. One of them sees me and shouts, "Hey, you!" And I just kind of freeze, like, oh, fuck. And I'm pretty much surrounded. They come from all different sides, all these teenagers, and some of them have guns and pitchforks and machetes. But they talk fairly friendly, although there always seems to be a bit of a underlining threat if things don't go their way. And I explain that I accidentally got lost in the woods and ended up on their land unintentionally. I don't know. Not meaning to trespass. And the spokeswild kid says, "That's alright, yeah. We're fixing to have a little party. Come on inside." Rough hands fall upon my shoulders, and I'm guided somewhere between friendly and forcefully into this house. We all sit around at the kitchen table, and there's a big window looking out in the backyard. A jug of booze is brought out, and it's damn good. But they keep on insisting I drink more and more and more, and they're laughing at my jokes, and we seem to be having a good time. I let my guard down a little bit and relax a bit. But I'm still fucking scared and wishing there's some kind of excuse I could lay on them that would get me to fuck on my way down the road home as fast as I can fucking go. Outside, there's an ever-gathering tribe of wildly screaming, yelling, bragging, loud voice, alpha male, wild people. There seems to be some sort of a get-together going on here, or a ritual, festival, something, and it's not looking good at all. And I'm fucking so goddamn hammered from that stuff. It's not just the booze, there's something else in there. Something that makes me feel feverish. Something that makes colors have a strange hue. The people have formed two lines. There's a broad division that follows the dirt road to the house. And down this dirt road, horses are pulling a cart. In this cart, there's a woman, I recognize her, Stella Morris. She was captured in one of the raids. Now, she's all feathered, topless, painted, looking calm and high as fucking hell. And she's in a kind of crucifixion position, being supported and tied to this wooden frame. And the people are cheering and howling and hooting, braying like wolves and barking like dogs. A strange flush of fear, revulsion, and excitement comes over me. I'm definitely getting hard. It's definitely exciting and somehow pleasurable to see her in this helpless position. She don't seem scared though. I think she would be had it not been for the drugs they gave her in there. My hosts are grinning and elbowing each other and laughing and giggling and heading out the door to join in the fun. And they beckon me to go right along with them. So I do. I can't keep my eyes off her tits. But I know what's gonna happen next. They're gonna gang fuck her and they're gonna kill her. They're pounding pans and drums and whatever they can use for percussion, blasting off rounds from their guns. A fucking insane, wild cacophony. And during this distraction, I was able to get the fuck out of there. I cut through the woods and got to the road. Made my way back to Southfield to report what had happened, what I had seen.